We're going to carry on the bangers on the way next after we've spoken to Colin Barber, the chairman of the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Morning, Colin.
Morning, Mike. Good
How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Good. Yeah, all the better for seeing you, my friend.
Thank you.
Now, explain to me, because I'm a little bit ignorant in this area, explain to me exactly what the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce does.
Well, the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce is an organisation which has actually been going for over 100 years, and it exists to help support businesses in Brentwood, so to help businesses promote themselves, help them interact with each other, help them if they've got problems where we can maybe liaise with a local council, liaise with the MP, put pressure on them, get publicity for anything which they need to do. And our philosophy or our strapline is actually helping to build better business for Brentwood. So we're all for helping businesses in Brentwood to expand and to grow, and indeed to help attract businesses to the Brentwood area as well, because we feel it is a great place for doing business.
It is a fantastic place for doing business, to be honest with you. Yeah. Now, notoriously, the high streets are suffering at the moment because of the boom of the internet. It's really taking hold now. A lot of people are just putting into Google or whatever search engine the cheapest pair of shoes, and then they're buying them online as opposed to going into the shops. And you're starting up the Brentwood Business Awards. I think this is fantastic, because the way the businesses interact with their customers is the only thing they have that can't be done online.
Exactly. Also, it's worth pointing out that the Chamber of Commerce exists to help businesses in Brentwood, and you mentioned the retailers in the high street, but in actual fact, retailing is actually a very small percentage of businesses in Brentwood. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of businesses in Brentwood who have nothing to do with retailing. They might be involved in business to business, they might be involved in providing services. There's lots of businesses on industrial estates. There's quite a few farms in the Brentwood area and the surrounding area which have been converted to small business units. So majority of our members aren't actually retailers.
Do you know what? That's an immediate knee-jerk reaction because it was just shops you were talking about.
No. Far from it.
Really interesting.
Yeah, all sorts of incredible amount of different types of organisations belong to the Brentwood Chamber of Commerce. Yes. Yeah.
So what's made you want to start up the Brentwood Business Awards now? Because this is the first year you're starting this, isn't it?
Yeah, well, when I became chairman, we have a monthly breakfast, and one of the things we do at the breakfast sometimes is talk to our members about what they want. And literally, probably about 2 years ago now, we asked our members some ideas of some new innovations which would help to promote business in Brentwood. And one of the ideas which came up was, why don't we have a business awards? So it serves several purposes. Obviously, it helps to promote the Chamber of Commerce, but more importantly, it helps to promote the businesses within Brentwood who enter the business awards. And it's a great way of promoting themselves as being excellent businesses and providing excellent service to their customers. So it's been quite a long time in the planning stages, because we didn't want to make it a small minor event. We're making it quite a big event, and we do intend for it to be an annual event. So we actually launched it at the beginning of this year with the categories and the sponsors and everything. And we're now at the stage where we're looking for entries. And the key point is, it doesn't cost anything to enter. You don't need to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. The only criteria is that you need to be either doing business in Brentwood or based in Brentwood. So anyone can enter. But the closing date is the 30th of June. So if anyone wants to enter, they do need to move fairly sharpish.
Yeah. Let me read the different areas out. Apprentice of the Year, Employee of the Year, Growing Business of the Year, Sales and Marketing Award, Business Person of the Year, Excellent Customer Service Award, Not-for-Profit Organisation of the Year, and Small to Medium Business of the Year. They're the different categories.
Yes.
And how does somebody, if, for example, they run a business and they want to enter, but they don't know how to, which automatically nine times out of ten stops them, they go,
Well, on the website, which is where the entry form is, the entry form actually will help people enter, because it'll ask them the sort of questions which will stimulate them to think about how they can promote themselves as being a potential winner of award. So the questions are worded in such a way that we're basically asking you, well, what is it you do, for example, that makes you think you're very good at sales and marketing? Give us some examples of what you've done in the field of sales and marketing.
So
once they've entered, as I say, it's completely free of charge. Then we have a judging panel which will consist of the sponsors and the members of the Chamber of Commerce committee. The reason we've got eight categories is because each category is sponsored by a different local businesses. So we've already got the support of local businesses in helping us set up the awards. And they'll be involved in helping us with the judging as well. So it is a fairly straightforward process to enter. And the other point to stress is you can enter more than one category. So you may think you're very good at customer service, but you may also have someone who you feel is the Apprentice of the Year as well. So there's no maximum number of categories. You could, in fact, enter all eight categories if you wanted to.
Okay, so say that I'm a business that works in Brentwood.
Yeah.
What do I actually get out of winning one of these awards? Why should I do it?
Well, the main benefit you get from it, assuming you win the award, you would get a plaque and the recognition, but also a tremendous amount of publicity. If you're a business employing people, I think it actually makes your business look good for your employees as well, because your employees will be proud to work for your organisation, and it's something that you can promote when you're recruiting in future, something you can promote to your customers. Even if you don't win the award, actually going through the process of entering, if you go through the entry application process on the website, I think sometimes just doing that actually stops you, makes you sit back and think about your business and, you know, what is it we're doing right? What is it we're doing well? And sometimes companies are reluctant to enter these sort of awards because they think, well, I'm just another business in Brentwood, I'm not going to win. But even if you have an attitude, it's worth entering, just to actually give you 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just to sit down and think about what it is you like about your business, what is doing well about your business. And again, the entry process, you can share out amongst your employees and say to them, you know, we're thinking of entering the business awards, give us some reasons why you think we might win, and then we can include that in our application process. So there's lots of benefits for businesses in terms of entering, whether they win or not.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds really, really good. So why this year? Why have you just suddenly started this year?
Well, as I say, the idea came up a couple of years ago because the Chamber of Commerce, we felt we did need to look at new ideas and new ways of helping to build business in Brentwood. And we were thinking of launching it last year, but we decided it'd be in a bit of a rush. So 2018 was the year we picked. But as I say, we want to make it an annual event. Mm. We've got the awards ceremony in November, and literally straight after the awards ceremony, we'll then be looking at the 2019 awards, which we'll tweak a little bit, but hopefully we'll follow pretty much the same format.
Fantastic. Well, Colin, what I'd like you to do, because we're always behind all the businesses in Brentwood, Phoenix FM are constantly promoting all the businesses.
Thank you.
I would like you to come on a little bit later on, once the closing date's here, and tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, sure.
And then come on again a couple of months after that, when we get nearer the evening. And could you do that for
us? Yeah, sure, no problem. You're very welcome. Yeah.
You can come on next time and tell us who's been shortlisted to go through the finals, and that'll give them a little bit more of a boost that the business needs.
Okay.
Colin, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Great. Thanks very much.